Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're reading The Words of Mormon, and this is a surprising little book that gets shoved in here and would probably catch you completely off guard if you were just reading straight through the Book of Mormon. So let me try to explain the context here a little bit. Everything we've read up to this point is part of what's called the Small Plates of Nephi. Nephi, who was the very first writer in the Book of Mormon, mentions a couple times that he made large plates with the full history of his people. And Jacob mentions that those records are kept by the kings from generation to generation. But what we've been reading is a separate record, something Nephi started just to record the most spiritual parts of the history of his people, the prophetic ministry of the different teachers and among his people. And that's what we've been reading up to this point. And it's a smaller record. And what we just read in the Book of Omni finishes off those plates. That record is now ended. And the last author in the Book of Omni, whose name was Amalickai, he mentions that he is done with this record and he is handing it off to the current king of the time, who is named King Benjamin. And apparently, Benjamin just took this record, the plates of it were basically full, and he just set it on a shelf and it got handed down from generation to generation, but nothing more ever got added to it. Now, Mormon is the guy who is, I guess we could call him the titular character of the Book of Mormon. This is the Mormon of the Book of Mormon. He lives hundreds of years after Christ has been born. Up to this point, we've been definitely deep in the BC era. Now we're fast-forwarding hundreds of years. Mormon is living several hundred years, as I said, after the coming of Christ. And he is taking all the records that have been kept from the Nephite civilization for the 900 plus years they've been around, and he's compiling it all into a single book, and we're calling that the Book of Mormon because he's the guy who edited it, who put it together. So if you think of, you know, if someone were to write a complete history of the United States or of the Roman Empire or whatever, they would take what records were available and they would compile them down and would probably add a narrative on top to explain what's going on. And that's basically what the Book of Mormon is. So Mormon is creating this record and he comes across the small plates of Nephi and he looks through them and is like, wow, this is really cool. We have some more personal writings of Nephi and Jacob and some others. I didn't know this existed. I'm going to add it to the record I'm making here. And so that's the note we're about to read here. It's basically an editor's note like, hey, I haven't edited this stuff you just read, but I liked it, so I'm including it. And then he segues into the rest of the Book of Mormon, which he will be our constant companion throughout. Mormon is constantly giving commentary and thoughts as he abridges and edits the rest of the records of the Nephites, as you would expect any historian to do. So we have been, as I said, a few hundred years before the birth of Christ, but in the words of Mormon here, we are nearly 400 years after the birth of Christ. So with all of that in mind, let's read this little editor's note called The Words of Mormon. And now I, Mormon, being about to deliver up the record which I have been making into the hands of my son Moroni, behold, I have witnessed almost all the destruction of my people, the Nephites. And it is many hundred years after the coming of Christ that I deliver these records into the hands of my son. And it supposeth me that he will witness the entire destruction of my people. But may God grant that he may survive them, that he may write somewhat concerning them, and somewhat concerning Christ, that perhaps some day it may profit them. And now I speak somewhat concerning that which I have written. For after I had made an abridgment from the plates of Nephi down to the reign of this king of Benjamin, of whom Amalickai spake, I searched among the records which had been delivered into my hands, and I found these plates, which contained this small account from the prophets, from Jacob down to the reign of King Benjamin, and also many of the words of Nephi. So that's everything we've read up to this point. Verse 4, and the things which are upon these plates pleasing me, because of the prophecies of the coming of Christ, and my fathers knowing that many of them have been fulfilled, Yea, and I also know that as many things as have been prophesied concerning us down to this day have been fulfilled, and as many as go beyond this day must surely come to pass. Wherefore I chose these things to finish my record upon them, which remainder of my record I shall take from the plates of Nephi. And I cannot write the hundredth part of the things of my people. But behold, I shall take these plates which contain these prophecy, sayings, and revelations, and put them with the remainder of my record, for they are choice unto me, and I know that they will be choice unto my brethren. And I do this for a wise purpose, for thus it whispereth me, according to the workings of the Spirit of the Lord which is in me. And now I do not know all things, but the Lord knoweth all things which are to come, wherefore he worketh in me to do according to his will. And my prayer to God is concerning my brethren, that they may once again come to the knowledge of Christ, yea, the redemption of Christ, that they may once again be a delightsome people. And now I, Mormon, proceed to finish out my record, which I take from the plates of Nephi, and I make it according to the knowledge and the understanding which God has given me. Wherefore, it came to pass that after Amalickiah had delivered up these plates unto the hands of King Benjamin, he, King Benjamin, took them and put them with the other plates, which contained records which had been handed down by the kings from generation to generation until the days of King Benjamin. And they were handed down from King Benjamin from generation to generation until they have fallen into my hands. And I, Mormon, pray to God that they may be preserved from this time henceforth. And I know that they shall be preserved. For there are great things written upon them, out of which my people and their brethren shall be judged at the great and last day, according to the word of God which is written. And now concerning this King Benjamin, he had somewhat of contentions among his own people. And it came to pass also that the armies of the Lamanites came down out of the land of Nephi to battle against his people. But behold, King Benjamin gathered together his armies, and he did stand against them. And he did fight with the strength of his own arm with the sword of Laban. And in the strength of the Lord they did contend against their enemies, until they had slain many thousands of the Lamanites. And it came to pass that they did contend against the Lamanites until they had driven them out of all the lands of their inheritance. And it came to pass that after there had been false Christs, and their mouths had been shut, and they punished according to their crimes, and after there had been false prophets, and false teachers, and preachers among the people, and all these having been punished according to their crimes, and after there having been much contention and many dissensions away unto the Lamanites, behold, it came to pass that King Benjamin, with the assistance of the holy prophets who were among his people, for behold, King Benjamin was a holy man, and he did reign over his people in righteousness, and there were many holy men in the land, and they did speak the word of God with power and with authority, and they did use much sharpness because of the stiff-neckedness of the people. We're noticing a trend there. Verse 18, wherefore, with the help of these, King Benjamin, by laboring with all the might of his body and the faculty of his whole soul, and also the prophets, did once more establish peace in the land. So that's Mormon's little editorial note, and that is how we connect what we've read so far to the rest of the Book of Mormon, which comes, as I said, from the large plates of Nephi, which is the record kept by the kings. And so that's the end of this episode. Next time, we'll jump into the Book of Mosiah.